Well, folks, we're enjoying a great evening here at Villette Restaurant, and Isaac is our waiter again tonight. Isaac, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir. We have some great Rodney Strong wines, and we also have some Davis Bynum wines. And Greg Mortal is sitting here on my right. Greg, a pleasure to be with you, sir. And our first course just came to the table. I think it's time for Greg to get fed.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Doc. Yeah, the food and wine pairings are delicious, and looking forward to what comes next. But yeah, we're just dipping our toes in right now.
Isaac, what do we have here?
Here we have the Ocentra Caviar. Starting at the base of the plate there, a little creme fraiche, egg white, egg yolk, a little bit of onion and parsley, and our buttermilk brioche right off the grill. Nice, crispy, and warm for you.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. And I'm going to introduce you folks to Katie O'Connor here. She is part of the Rodney Strong sales team. We have some interesting insight into caviar. I am totally oblivious to it. I'm actually almost intimidated by it. Tell us about it. This will be my first one.
Well, caviar is a lot of fun. Thanks, Doc. And, you know, I think that we should be able to dip our toes into caviar a little bit more often. Caviar is just eggs from the white sturgeon. We call them roe, and salt. That's it. It's very important to keep it at the proper temperature. That's probably the biggest challenge with caviar. You do want to get these eggs from a farm. Farmed white sturgeon are better than wild. You know what they're eating. You can control it a little bit more. And then one thing that's really important with caviar that I think we can all benefit from is that you never want to touch caviar with a traditional silverware. No stainless steel on the caviar because it will taste like metal. It imparts the flavor onto it. So mother of pearl is ideal. We don't always see mother of pearl because it tends to get stolen from restaurants very quickly. Even if you know, you're served caviar and you get stainless steel, ask for plastic to go spoon. It's like the best alternative to mother of pearl.
Amazing. And the dish we had in front of us was absolutely beautiful. And I requested that you make one for me. So what did you do?
I did. So we had a beautiful brioche. We had some nice, fresh, whipped creme fraiche. And then we had the traditional caviar accoutrements, which are very finely chopped egg whites, egg yolks, red onion, and chive. And so those accoutrements have been traditionally served with caviar for many years when they were meant to cover up the flavor of bad caviar. Caviar that had not been stored at the proper temperature and that had gone bad eventually. So they're still traditionally served with caviar, and they're lovely. I kind of prefer mine just with creme fraiche on a nice warm buckwheat blini or brioche, or even on a potato chip. If you find yourselves with a tin of caviar at home, put it in the fridge, never the freezer, grab some creme fraiche, and then just get a bag of potato chips.
I love it. And that brings it right down to earth. To be really honest with you, Katie, I was very intimidated by it and really don't eat it very often. It's sort of like foie gras. It's like, oh, it's a place I'd never been before. And I've had many opportunities, and I'll pass on that.
Well, at least foie gras you can slice right into with a fork and knife. Caviar, usually people stare at it for a while they're wondering what to do with it. Caviar is fun. If you see it on a menu, order it. Give it a try.
Well, we did tonight, and Greg, we have two wines to go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Healdsburg is a wonderful town to live or to be in. I live down in Santa Rosa, so we're just up north of the winery a little bit. It's a beautiful night. Wines that we're having were the Virginia's Block Sauvignon Blanc, Davis Bynum Virginia's Block, and then the Davis Bynum Rosé of Pinot Noir, so 100% Pinot Noir. And I'm learning a ton from Katie tonight about caviar. There's so much to it that I didn't know. And it just goes to show, just like everything, you dip your toes in, and then pretty soon you're up to your knees and over your head. And I had no idea, but what I do like about it was putting that creme fraiche on the toast. Sauvignon Blanc does have some old French oak. It is barrel fermented, old oak and stainless steel drums, and a little bit of acacia. And so putting it on the toast anyway harkens a little bit back to the old barrel that wine fermented in. You know, with the rosé, you're talking about just a really bright acidity. I love the minerality that comes across the caviar with the creme fraiche. There's a mouthfeel thing going on, and the toast provides a little crunch. It's just delicious.
All right, well, folks, another course just came to the table. Isaac, what do we have here?
The Sonoma salad, we're going to be doing a little bit of little greens on there, toss in a yuzu and a pear vinaigrette. At the very base of the plate, we're doing a green goddess goat cheese spread on top, a little pickled fennel, a little brioche croutons, and a goat cheese to finish.
Right. Well, thank you. And Katie, thank you for giving us this information. I have one left, and I'm not going to let anybody steal it.
Bon appetit.